And we, after we stopped going to Ragnar, the Methodist church from here used to go every year when they had revival, and the whole congregation that could possibly go went, you know. Mm-hmm. And we would take our basket lunch and go up there and spread it down with their lunches, and we just really did have a good time.
Oh, I bet.
We'd stay all day and until the services were over that night, and then come back mm-hmm. in home. See, we didn't have a place to bed down. We'd have to come back uh-huh. home. But we really did enjoy that.
So they just last one day?
May 1st.
Oh, you'd go back the next day? Or was it
well, now, the camp meeting lasted about 12 days.
Oh.
I don't remember whether it lasts longer than that. You know, used to people run revivals 2 weeks and 3 weeks at a time.
Well, I want to hear some stuff about your immediate family, Nan, all raising all those six children.
Oh, my goodness. That'd take a year or two to take care of that.
Well,
I
got time. You tell me. I may have to raise six myself one day.
I hope not. Not to stand. Bless you, honey, if you want to. Well, as I say, this clan, I give you all the background of where they came from and all the, just hit the highlights of some of the, of his people. But his grandmother, which was Martha Elizabeth, she was born in March the 19th, 1850. Now that's, was Granny, great-grandmother,
and y'all
to my
called
children.
It, they called her Granny.
They called her Granny. And she married James Radford June the 23rd, 18. Married James Radford, and his birthday was June the 23rd, 1851. And they came to live here in 1897. Now, I told you that they were the second people to ever own this property. Mm-hmm. The first people that owned this property was a Levi,
mm-hmm.
a Levi, and they are buried right up here on the hill behind this house.
The markers and all are still there?
They never had no markers. There are some marble that my husband's people have put there in times. They know where those graves are. We know where those graves are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to let nobody bother them. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
There's lots and lots of people, you know, buried in the backyards then.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd say in the backyards, on their land.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happens, like, if somebody bought this for a shopping center, what would they do with those little graves?
We would pick the bodies up and take them to our cemetery
mm-hmm.
because I wouldn't hear to leaving them mm-hmm. here. Well, you can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I reckon that must be a law now. But we would have to take them and bury them
mm-hmm.
somewhere else. And I would want them to go in the cemetery with our family because I feel like they are a part of us.
Mm-hmm. Are any of the still in this county?
They are. One, I don't know whether she's still in this county or not, but they were a niece, great-niece, great-great-niece
mm-hmm.
or something like that, that came here several years ago, and she was a descendant of the is the only one that I know of that's still surviving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the rest of the people have got to. Bought it from the grandmother Elizabeth's father bought this place and gave it to her.
Mm-hmm.
They came here in 1897. As I say, they came here in 1897. Which Radford's father would have been about 16 years of age, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand there was two rooms down there in the field of the original house, probably the only house that ever stood here before
mm-hmm.
this house was built. And they brought two of those rooms, the material, I don't know whether they kept it whole or what. I wasn't here at that time.
Uh-huh.
That was before my day. But they brought it and they added this house on to it. You know what I mean? They
mm-hmm.